Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Monday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to speak with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. Lewis is joining me remotely this morning, and I think we can see you and hear you this morning. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, everyone?
Doing well, thank you. Let me just get your name up here so we can actually see and know who we're talking to. What have you noticed in the technology news since we last spoke?
Well, Netflix is looking at raising prices again. I guess the talk in the town is that as soon as the actor strike is completely over, which I think it is, they're going to jump their prices up again.
Oh,
surprise there.
Interesting.
The streaming services have been slowly inching their prices up, especially Netflix. So, I don't know if you're like me, but in order to watch what I want to watch, I have to subscribe to like multiple services, and it's kind of getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I could just have one place, subscribe to that, and get everything I want, but you know.
Yeah, it sounds like cable television.
Yep.
That we got rid of because we didn't like it. But yeah, I think a lot of folks are discovering that, and I don't, it's the writer's strike that got resolved, but the actors are still on strike, so that is still going on. They've, I think, recently gone back to the negotiating table, but I think that's hit 100 days that the actors have gone on strike. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I think some of their concerns were the same as the writers, right, about AI and artificial intelligence and some of their images being, you know, captured on camera and being able to be reused in a film without even having them on the credits, I guess. Something like that.
Yeah. So. And, you know, we're just going to see more of it. The technology will allow it. So I don't see how that's going to change.
True. Yeah, I think it's going to be the compensation, right? If you want to use my image in a picture, then you should pay me a little bit for it, even if I don't have to be there physically to be an actor for you. I think that's the sticking point. So, interesting. Okay, well, we'll see what happens. I guess the Cybertruck is getting built by Tesla and getting out onto the streets here. Have you seen that?
Yeah, Tesla's they're looking at delivering in November, so it's not, we can't say it's on the streets yet.
Almost on the streets.
They're basically announced that they're gonna, that you know, they're producing them and they should be hitting the streets in November, so that should be interesting to see.
Okay, good. I think, I mean, it's a weird looking thing. It was weird when they introduced it. It still looks weird to me.
Kind of looks like a stealth fighter on wheels.
Right.
Yeah,
and it's stainless steel, is it not?
Yeah, all stainless steel, like flat. Angle, like
a rolling dishwasher or something.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how it sells. And GM at the same, just about the same time, GM announced that they're going to delay their truck even more. So Tesla's ready to roll their truck out, and GM's kind of floundering.
Okay. Interesting. Well, and I think the issue with Tesla too is that they are maybe not able to meet all the demand. I think they probably have a lot of orders for that truck, and maybe getting them out is going to be the challenge.
Oh yeah, but that's been their challenge, right? Tesla's famous for announcing things and then like not quite hitting the mark in terms of time, but they eventually get it out, and then everybody loves their stuff. You know how it goes.
True. Well, yeah, they don't have a problem selling stuff. It's just building it, I think, and getting it out on time. Interesting. What else is going on this week?
Well, Adobe, of all people. And Adobe's making dresses now, okay? But this is an interesting dress. It is an interactive dress, right?
Oh, I think I saw that.
Changes based on how you want it to change. Now, it's funny because you've seen, I don't know if you're like me, I like to watch a lot of science fiction. You've seen science fiction shows where they have stuff like this, right? Or read books where they have stuff like this. But now it's real. It's like this shimmering kind of dress. And then based on what you want it to do, it'll change.
Yeah, I think I saw a clip of that. It's kind of like the patterns on the dress kind of change. It's made up of maybe little diamonds or squares or shapes, right? And that are kind of flexible. So it's not like it's fabric, but it's some kind of other panels, if you will, smaller, that can be somewhat flexible. I don't know how well it moves or how the model can sit down wearing it. That wasn't shown on the video that I saw, but it was pretty cool that she was able to change kind of the designs and the patterns on the dress that she was wearing as she stood there on stage. That was kind of cool. I did see that.
Yeah, it was interesting to me that that's exactly the way that video. She still stands there very rigid, right? But the little, and they're kind of like, they look to me like little tinfoil squares, and they just kind of move around and different ways depending on how she wants the pattern to be. So yeah, that was an interesting thing.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I'm noticing here that there's a word. Apple may get some AI help for Siri coming up, and then maybe the next upgrade to Siri. That seems to be the wave of the future, right? To have these assistants use more artificial intelligence to help us out.
Well, what we're calling AI now, things like ChatGPT and stuff, to me are really like very, very high-end search engines, because that's essentially what they're doing. They understand English, right? So they understand language now, so they can like respond to your just vocal commands, and then they go out to whatever database they use and, you know, pull information together. So if you ask them a question like, you know, how do I make a lemon meringue pie? They basically go out there, find all the information about lemon meringue pie, and then they come back to you and say, here's how to make it. I've noticed too that these things, they like to use bulleted lists. So the most of the responses I get for the lemon meringue pie example, it would say, here's how to make a lemon meringue pie. Bullet one, do this. Bullet two, you know, they like to do that.
All right.
But yeah, I you know, I can see that moving to the next step, which is, you know, the digital assistants, right?
So right.
Now that they're doing it with search engines, right, being as basically their AI is part of their search engine. They've taken the ChatGPT engine, put it in there, and Google's trying to do it. Now that they've done it with typed search engines online, I see them doing it with the digital assistants, where it's just adding voice recognition to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not surprised.
Nope. Not surprised. It makes a lot of sense.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. What else have you noticed this week? We maybe have time for one or two more. Notes.
Joson, first ever globally recognized cyber nation state. So somebody basically created a cyber country, a virtual country. There's no borders. It doesn't have a physical geographical footprint. It is just, you know, if you want to be part of Joson, you can be part of Joson, and it's a country, and it basically is founded on the idea that it should be a crypto safe haven. So it's a country that's centered around, you know, having your crypto coin safely, kind of thing.
All right. But it doesn't really exist in a physical space, right?
Nope. But the news is basically that it's actually being recognized by various countries around the world. I can't find if it was recognized by the U.S. I don't think that it is, but it's been recognized by countries like Antigua and Barbuda and some other countries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something tells me those are maybe countries that have invested a lot of their budgets in crypto.
Throwing that out there. I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Well, I think that's all we have time for this week, but appreciate it very much, Lewis. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, everyone, and have a great week.
All right, you too. Thanks. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest on Mondays right here. We talk technology on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.